Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You know that moment when you realize you have mastered your wellness, when you've become so resilient you can conquer any hiccup life throws you. Yeah, well, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I'll teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect your success in nutrition, exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. It's your reality, and you need to do it your way. Self-care and self-love are anything but selfish. Take charge. Get excited. If not now, then when? Grab your espresso and get ready to talk all things wellness. It's time for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wellness right now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. I am here, Coach Peggy Wellness, and I'm so excited today with my guest, but I want to let you know about coffee time. So coffee time, we get together at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. You have to be prepared for anything wellness, which covers everything. And today we have an awesome subject. I'm going to introduce this gal here, amazing gal. But first, you guys all know we have to check and see who has their coffee mug. Now, Monica, you have yours. Oh, you're already ready. You got yours. Do we have water in our mugs today? What do we have? I do.
I do. Yeah, water.
You know, it's 6 over here on the Eastern coast. Right. So
no caffeine after 4 for me.
Really? Okay. Right. So today's show is about integrity and telling the truth. So truth be known, people. I have water in my mug, not coffee, even though it's a coffee show. Okay. So let's see. Today, I'm going to talk to you about integrity. So let me introduce Monica to begin with. So Monica and I have actually known each other for over 20 years. Oh boy, I won't tell any major secrets. So we're not gonna cuss because that's gonna cost us a lot of money. Okay, we're just gonna have a good time. But Monica and I have known each other for over 20 years. We actually started and we were just co-workers. We worked at a health insurance company, which is where she still is. I was the worksite wellness coordinator at that time, then kind of a trainer and coach. And we actually then wore that hat for a while. We kind of worked together that way. And then we became fast friends and we haven't been able to get rid of each other since. So I've known her for a long time. She is a mother of 4. She's a grandma of Gigi who just turned 5. Sisters. She grew up three sisters. You're the third there. So today, I mean, you're like the best guest to have on to talk about fibbing and lying.
I'm not sure how to take that.
Well, given the environments you've grown up, you know, you've been exposed to, I think, right?
Yeah.
So are you excited to be here?
Very excited to be here. Of course. Like you said, we've known each other forever, and any chance I get to sit down and drink water with you and chalk, it's all about it.
Yes, that's awesome. Okay, so today, first of all, for those of you who are watching visually, I don't know if you can see my lips, but I just spent about 3 minutes before the show wiping this god-awful, pink, horrendous paint off them. So if you haven't noticed, I really don't have any lips. So it's kind of this hereditary thing. So I thought, well, before the show, I'm going to just take this, just give myself some color. Then I thought, I better go take a peek before I was like, oh my God. So if I've got any on my teeth or my cheeks, you'll tell me, Monica, because we're not going to lie. No lies. Okay. So lying and fibbing, I guess it's kind of, I don't know, fibbing is really different. Don't you think? Fibbing is way different than lying.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Ish, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think we fib about Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, just so you guys know out there, I actually looked it up. So strong moral principles such as honesty, fairness, undivided or whole, that's actually the definition of integrity. So today we want to kind of talk about why we lose our integrity when it comes to wellness. And I mean, in my business, I think I hear a lot of fibbing and lying. Because I really do. So And I just don't people, I don't think people understand that the more information I have, the more I can actually help. And I'm not going to judge. Boy, I'm going to share some stories with you later in the show of just how I can catch these people. Do you know how to tell when your kids are, is there any tricks that you had with your kiddos when you could tell that they were fibbing or, you know, they were kind of lying to you?
I think just knowing them really well, you know, they always had a kind of a look on their face and you thought, yeah, you know, when you ask them a question, did you do this or that? Sometimes just asking the question, they would be honest, but other times it was just looking at their face and knowing that it's like you, you know, when you work with somebody in the capacity that you do and you and I, you know, I mean, I always knew though, when I worked together with you on health and wellness a long time ago and still today, but you know, initially when we started, like you talked about that, you'd see right through it. You know, you as a coach, you have this way of like, you look at somebody, you don't just see them, you look at them. So whether we're on TV, whether we're sitting face to face, your eyes, you're looking at them. You're not just seeing them. So you have this way of reading people where I just knew, I thought, well, you know, should I lie about my weight to Peggy today? She will actually call me out. And that's way worse than just being honest.
So funny, because the scale is one of those things that, I mean, if you've worked with me for a while, you kind of get what I do, but if you haven't, it is quite funny. So now that I just coach virtually, it's, and you know, my clients are going to be listening and they're going to be like, I know she's talking about me, but I never say any names. So for you who's out there from 2 weeks ago, you'll know who I'm talking about. So it's like, I'm not a weight loss program, but it is data and we need to track it, as you know. And so we can tell if you have a lot to lose, if you're not eating healthy and you're not moving. You know, the scale doesn't tend to move. So we know something's up, especially if you're like gaining and you're telling me you're eating kale. It's just not necessarily probably the truth. You could have a medical issue. So she wasn't weighing in, thinking she was getting away with it or something. Maybe, I don't know. But so she had to leave the virtual session and go and weigh. She, I don't want it. Or I've made them take the actual computer with me, you know, turn it around or turn their iPad around and stand on the scale. Cause it's like,
so I'm really saying, you know,
I know,
right? You know, you just do, you have this skill.
and they fib, and I'm not saying I haven't fibbed about food before. Sometimes, you know, you log your foods, and I came from the under eating world. So it was like, I grew up with a mom who kind of was making sure I was eating and I was busy and I just was never hungry, but she would say, did you eat blank? And oh yeah. Yeah, it was great. Well, what'd we have?
That's your liar face right there. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever.
Well, what did we have? You know, yeah, that. But so I have done that. But I, you know, my clients fib mostly about what they weigh or their, you know, their food intake or obviously exercise and stuff. But I have to tell one more story before we get into kind of some other banter. But I had this client who would take pictures of their feet on their scale because that's the only way to know. So I had this picture of this gal. She's going to know it's her too. It's from a couple years ago, but she stood on the scale and she was like blank, blank number 0.2 with red toenail polish. Okay. And then the next Monday she was blank, blank, blank number 0.2 with red toenail polish. And I was like, well, that's just kind of, wow, that's maintenance, you know? So I got her on the call that night or whatever. And I said, you know, I think I spun it with self-care or something. I said, you know, it's so awesome that you're doing this whole pedicure thing again and self-care thing. Oh yeah. She goes, I think she said, you should see the color they are now. And they were like blue. Well, I just got a picture that day. They were red. And I knew it was an old picture because it had the same exact chip mark out of like the big toe. I'm like, seriously. I mean, I could go on all day. Okay. So some stats I looked up, Monica, for our little chat here, because I was really surprised. So I found that there are some studies out there that say 60% of people lie within 10 minutes, every 10 minutes, 60%, wow. Which I thought was kind of interesting.
That sounds hard. Like what?
Well, I thought it was interesting they would ask people if they lie, because we'd have to trust that they're telling the truth about lying. So I kind of had a giggle about that in general.
But like, I don't know that I talk to anyone else every 10 minutes.
I know. And I mean,
is that to other people or is that to yourself, or is like all the above?
Oh, and I think that's part of what leads us into a great discussion today, because I do think, I honestly believe we lie to ourselves more than we do others. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
I think this whole kind of world, right? And then one of the other the stats I saw today is that some people lie as little as 10 times a day. We all do, I guess, apparently, and up to 200 times to others. And those aren't even including the pathological liars. Okay, whole nother thing. I'm not going to get into the government stuff and lying. We're going to avoid that. Okay. Going right past that. So what is your opinion about integrity in general? So if I know that there's values and there's, you know, looking at things whole and fairness, but if we really kind of focus on just lying and integrity today, what is your take as it relates to wellness? What are your thoughts with
integrity with wellness? Well, I think it's critical. I really do. I don't think in my mind, there's not a difference with integrity with wellness as integrity with work or family or friends or anything else. Integrity is integrity, in my opinion, across the board.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't separate the two.
And that, my dear, is what makes you a rare unicorn. So it's, you know, and when you look at the reasons that people lie, you know, one of the things that, you know, I have a list of those I'll cover later, but one of the things I think is the most prevalent in my industry is that they're afraid to get in trouble. Like they're going to get punished or in trouble instead of just saying, right? So you and I meet, let's say, and you say, okay, Peggy, I'm going to run 3 times this week. And then I check in with you when we get back together next week. And instead of you saying, you know, I didn't run 3 times this week, I blank for whatever.
Right.
It's so interesting that we either don't fill it in with something else, or at some other exercise, we're not able to just come right back and say, no, I didn't want to, I was too tired. Your word meant nothing. You know, you as an accountability partner meant nothing. But I don't know. I mean, I know there are a million reasons why people do it, but it's frustrating. So what do you think, what aspect, if we were to label, so let's pretend, if you look at food for you and trying to eat on plan, and you look at exercise, let's just stay in those two lanes. Which one do you, to yourself, tend to have a little bit of a gray area? Is it mostly nutrition or exercise where you're kind of like, come on, girl, tell me, girl.
Probably both. I can't say one or the other, you know. I've learned a lot over the years. Obviously, you and I worked together as well. Went to a functional medicine doctor last year, learned a lot from that. And just flat out being real with myself. Learned that long time ago. Get better and better, I think, with age. You know, if you were my life coach and you called me and said, well, you know, I told you to run, you know, your goal was to run 3 times this week. And I would just say, yeah, dude, I ran like twice. And, you know, something came on, I was watching TV, whatever, I know. Because at the end of the day, I'm way harder on myself than you will be. And I think sometimes that's why people lie to themselves as well, because we tend to be harder on ourselves than anyone else. And I'm also a big believer in being kind to yourself too. So it's hard. And, you know, it's a balance. But, you know, I am very real with myself as well. You know, the functional medicine route ended up being really good for me. Learned a lot. It is super easy to lie in that lane too, because there's a lot of food stuff there. But when your eyes are open to so much, and I've learned so much over the last year, when your eyes are open to that, you can't deny it any longer. You can't claim ignorance any longer. So when you have,
what would you use as an example? So like what the ingredients are in something, like pretending it's a cheat meal type thing. Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Like, you know, when to use organic, when it's okay not to, the chemicals, you know, I had blood work done that I didn't even know existed. Mm-hmm. So when you look at those lab results and you see all of the chemicals, actual chemicals in your blood. You see the different metals in your system. Once you have that information, you can't ignore it anymore. I mean, yeah. If you don't have it and you don't know, which I think is part of the problem in society today, when you don't know, you truly can be ignorant about it. And yeah. I get it. So in that case, you're not really lying because you just don't know. But when you know and you're given more information, now that I have this information, I'm not going to lie to myself about it because I have it now. And I should be sharing it. I should be growing. I should be doing better for myself. By using that information to be better.
Yeah, that was one of the things on the list that one of the reasons that people lie that kind of align with my industry is that there's a disconnect between, in my experience anyways, in the last several decades, is that there's a different disconnect between the fantasy part of who we want to be or who we've been when we were healthy and then the current now. So, you know, and I always call it data, and remove the emotion, as you know. And so if we really look at the scale and we weigh 200 and we know in our head we've been 150 and what it takes to get there, we forgive ourselves sometimes in the sense of, you know, well, I didn't sweat as much in the last month working out, but I know I can get there and I know what it takes. And so there's that, you know, that black and white, the gray area kind of exists longer. And it's not that necessarily it's a fantasy land, but that really lessens the reporting, the accurate reporting when somebody is playing that too, those two.
Yeah, I think it's almost like people think they have a virtual reality and it's like, this isn't virtual. Yeah. This is, I mean, it's reality, you know?
And, yeah, exactly.
You know, like you said, you can't, I'm a big believer and you can't argue data. So like you said, I could be alone in my kitchen and I could eat bad stuff for a week. And the data comes in when I go to put my clothes on. That's data, correct. Right? Because I go to button my pants and they're just not going to fit like they should. Yeah. And I can't seriously ask myself, well, gosh, how did this happen? You know, you just can't be ignorant with yourself. I mean, seriously. And, or you step on the scale and the number either hasn't changed or it's gotten worse. That's data. You can't argue that.
Yeah, it was interesting. I was reading up on this the other day and that there are many institutions that are no longer, and even some of the food critics are no longer going to use self-reported data. So self-reported, what are you eating studies, self-reported, what are you weighing at home studies, where that used to be, I mean, that used to be the best way to save money if you were a government agency or a studies, you know, a university trying to figure out what was working and, you know, what carbs are working and what isn't and what vitamins. So they're just not going to do it. We're kind of fibbing, you know, we're supposedly we decrease our lying over time because I actually watched a video on this where an infant, they say we start toying with fibbing and pretending and lying from 6 months on. I'm like, oh, come on. I got to see this. Click, turn it on. And they used it with crying. And they used it with a bunch of infants. And you know, you've seen this with your babies. But they're just, they're like, eh. And then they look out the side of their eye. And it was like clockwork. And the mom's not coming. They're like, eh. And they arch their back a different way. And then all of a sudden, and it, you know, call it what you may, but over time, you know, it kind of increases through the teen years, right? Sure. And then it kind of hopefully decreases over time. Okay, you guys, we're going to take a quick commercial. And when we come back, we're going to get into more details on fibbing and lying and integrity and all that fun stuff when it comes to wellness. And I would love to hear from you for any future topics for the show. You can always reach me at CoachPeggy@3WellnessPillars.com and hop on the YouTube channel, my YouTube channel after this. This show will be uploaded there. You can find that or on any podcast, your favorite podcast location. Talk to you real soon. See you in a bit.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you new to playing with the law of attraction or a seasoned pro looking for an easy and organized way to monitor your co-creation endeavors as you draw them from the immaterial planes into your physical reality? Then join me over at goldenotter.us for bi-monthly new and full moon rituals where we plant seeds of intention, then harvest the fruits of our desires as part of a dynamic community in the members-only Lunar Manifestations Forum. I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream, and I can't wait to meet you.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Carter just had that just peppy going. Today we are talking about integrity and how it aligns with wellness. And while we're at break, so Carter, are you with me?
I'm here.
Okay, Carter's my producer today. So I just thought, you know, how you have casual questions when you're off air, that I would just take this question right to air because, oh, this is a good one. So I'm going to play with Carter here. So Carter, if you had a coach and your coach were to ask you, how many times did you ate out at fast food this week? What would you say?
Once. Yeah.
Okay. First clue that the coach would see is the long pause. And if I could see your face, you were probably looking up to the left because that's where you look if you're fibbing. And if you said once, oh my gosh, you know why I knew you were fibbing when you said once? Once is that I first asked you if you've ever had a health coach and or like train, and you said no. And I was like, oh, then nobody's ever asked him how many times he's eaten fast food. So when you said that you would mostly maybe embellish or just kind of make it a gray area when it comes to nutrition, I want to ask you why. What would you feel? Would you feel like I'm cornering you because of blank?
I don't know. It's just kind of like frowned upon to go to fast food. So I don't want to share the real answer of how much I eat at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's a good one. You cut coupons, I'm sure. So, oh, yeah. Oh, that's a really good one. That's a good. So if you had made a promise to me, though, if we were working together and I said, okay, we made a commitment to each other for the week and you were only going to eat, say, once, which, come on, let's say three times, and you ate there like six, would you be honest with me?
I think if I were that far off, I would just be like, okay, listen, I had a pretty bad week. Like if I was just like one time over, I might be like, yeah, I made it this week. Yeah, that's totally fine. Yeah, like
right. But if you're just off the wagon, you're
yeah,
off
if
the
it's
wagon,
totally off the charts, there's no hiding.
Okay, well, since you kind of tell the truth, have your people call my people, and you know, I won't fire you because okay, it sounds okay. Like you've got pretty good integrity there, buddy. That's
so
awesome.
I have a question about that though, Peggy.
Oh, yes.
So we talked about this a little bit last week, right? When we're talking about food. So yeah. It depends on your definition of food, right? So Carter's just talking about eating fast food. So in my mind, you know, you can justify, which is a fib or a lie, what is considered food. So you were talking about, you know, tracking food and logging food and, you know, something I'm like really bad at. So, but when I'm tracking my food and when I have, I track things that I can chew, not everything that goes like actually in my mouth. It's like, oh, well, that ran stressing. That's not food. That's a sauce. I didn't chew that. I chewed the chicken, but I didn't chew the ranch. So theoretically, that doesn't count, right? I mean,
you know, it's so and I know listeners are probably laughing and going, oh my God, but I can't tell you how many times that comes up. I can't, and you know, when it comes up the most is coffee creamer. The most. Yeah. So it's like two packets of sugar, you know, and I actually brought today so that some people could see, because I mentioned it, but this is what I use in my coffee, this Premier. It's protein stuff. So I actually just wanted to show that. But that's one of the places. So whether it's powder, which is, yeah, lower calories, it's still chemicals, but no, you're right. So we can capture sometimes 500 calories in condiments and just, and so again, somebody's listening. I know I'm going to get a call. I know you're talking about me. Much love. Yes, I am. But if it goes on the other side of the lips and it doesn't come back out to the other side of the lips, then yeah, we got to count it. But you're right. So food is not necessarily just something that you chew. So, you know, when you don't have somebody log it, and that's one reason why I make them do it once in a while. And it's not all the time. It's once in a while for a day to check in or whatever. But, you know, those five Hershey Kisses, yeah, they're 10, they're 15. And that's kind of the way it is. And the scale, you know, we always say, oh, you know, I don't want to do it when I go to vacation or after vacation. I have so many people not want to do it. But when we get back to the fibbing thing, do you think that someone fibs across all lanes in their life? Like they'll fib with a relationship and they are going to fib with wellness? Or do you think that they actually fib more with health than they do other areas of their lives?
Oh, that's a tough one. Probably more with wellness, I would say. And maybe I'm talking more about myself, you know, and assuming that maybe others do as well. I think it's harder to be real with ourselves. You know, it's easier to give advice than take advice, you know, and sometimes when you hear yourself giving advice, it's like, oh, that might actually apply to me too. So, you know, I think it's harder to focus on you. It's easier for me to reach out and to try to help others than it is for me to help myself, being real with myself. Yeah,
exactly. Okay. So hold that, because I want to keep pressuring you on that. Carter, we're going to go ahead and end the 30-minute show. I am going to come back for an after party. Martha, because that's her name. Monica and I are going to stay here. Just renamed her. Monica and I are going to stay here, have an after party. You guys come back and join us. This is Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. And for those of you who got to get away right now. So anyways, you guys, I will be back. Talk to you soon. We'll see you next week on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio.
Thank you for listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Did you hear something that made you go, or have an aha moment? I live for those. If not, we will get you next time. I will be back every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific to tough love you to become smarter, stronger, braver, healthier, and happier. Duh. I will be back with a barrel of positivity, and you never know when a guest might pop in. There is no time for excuses. So don't forget to bring your coffee and an open mind as we talk all things wellness on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Now go grab a ray of sunshine.